الله 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 الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the name of Allah, the generally beneficent, the exceptionally merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is not his son, but servant and messenger. May his peace and blessings be upon him, his households, and those who trail his path till the end of time. Dearest listeners, well, the most truthful of words is the Book of Allah, Al-Qur'an, and the best of guidance is the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of issues is that which is newly introduced. As newly introduced issues will be termed innovation, and innovation leads to misguidance, and the peak of misguidance is that which arrives the door into the doom of hell. May Allah save you and I from the doom of hell. Dearest listeners, I'm your brother in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Uthman, and you're listening to the Voice of Islam. The faith I call on to is Al-Islam, the path to love, the path to life. It calls to God, Allah. It calls to life. It calls to love. Worth not your clans and claims, neither of your wealth nor fun. The hell is not so kind for deviant and evil of minds. Live and let others live. Show love and let people feel love. Love and let affection strive. Give and thou shalt be given. Peace is given to those who give it out to others. Lo, brethren of faith, behold, religion is not but faith. In Allah, the one of faith, he commands souls to faith, that all be loved because of faith. Tolerance, brothers and sisters, the key to love and life. Coexistence, a factor of life. To respect love for life and care for all because of Al-Islam. To share your heart is not a crime. To take a soul condemns a life. That you give, you get, and that is life. The knife you strike becomes your life. Islam is peace and love for all, and love is for life. Last week we received questions, and inshallah we'll take a few of them before we go on to today's talk. A sister asked a question that when you're on prayers, you raise your hands in making takbirah. Is it that all your prayers, you have to raise your hands? The answer, Bismillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced, and he said we should learn from his practices. The most appropriate of what the scholars have said is that you raise your hands only in four instances. The first of it is when you make takbiratul ihram. You're opening takbirah, you raise your hands. When you go for ruku', you raise your hands. And then the third is when you raising off the ruku', you raise your hands. And then you go on your prayers without raising them until you're raising from the sujood, the second one, to the second raka'ah, and then you raise your hands. It all makes four takbirat. So you raise your hands only in these four takbirat. And this is the most appropriate of what scholars have said. Wallahu a'lam. Then the next question is Qiyamul Layl. A sister asked that, can you make your Qiyamul Layl before you go to sleep? Must it just be that only in the middle of the night you'd only be able to make your Qiyamul Layl? Wallahu a'lam. The answer, Bismillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is that it is not bad that you make your Qiyamul Layl, your night prayers, before going to sleep. If you're sure you're not able to wake up, the Prophet ﷺ encouraged Abu Huraira to do few things that are easy to him. He said he should not let the month go except he fast 3 days. If you cannot fast every Mondays and Thursdays, which is most required, then you should not let a month go except you fast 3 times. The Prophet ﷺ also said to Abu Huraira, do not sleep except you make your witr. So if you're not able to wake for Qiyam al-Layl, make sure before you go to sleep, you make your witr prayers. And then thirdly, the Prophet ﷺ said to him that you should also make 2 raka'ah of duha. If you cannot make 8, which is the maximum, or you cannot make the moderate, which is 4, then you should not let it go except you observe 2. So this is a reference from Prophet ﷺ, an authentic narration of Al-Bukhari, that you could observe your prayers and especially Qiyam al-Layl before you go to sleep. Nonetheless, if you wake up after having observed your witr prayers and then you observe your Qiyam al-Layl again, you have continuation of raka'at, okay, you shouldn't make another witr again, because the Prophet ﷺ says, "La witrani fi layla." There's no 2 witr in a night. So you watch out for these brothers. So, but the most appropriate is that you make your worship constant. If you're used to observing 5 raka'at, maybe 4:30 you're able to wake up, and it's constant. It's much more darling to God than observing 100 raka'at and once in a blue moon. So it's not bad when you observe your Qiyam al-Layl early before you go to sleep. Or maybe like our mother's sisters in the kitchen, she's been working all day long, and then before she goes to sleep, and it is already 12 o'clock, and then she just opted to observe her Qiyam al-Layl before going to sleep. This is also appropriate. This is Sunnah. Okay? So may Allah accept it as an act of worship. Sisters, brothers in faith, today inshallah we'll be talking about the benefits of righteousness, the benefits, eternal benefits of being good, being an ideal Muslim that we've been talking about. We've talked about tayyib an-nafs, being kind-hearted, inshirah al-sadr, being open-minded, musahalat al-ta'amul, being soft when you're dealing with people, ذِلَّةُ وَخَفْتْ دُونَ مُسَافَهَةً, without stupidity, you're being mild and lower yourself before people without being stupid. I mean, this is Islam. You be very kind to people and you not be dumb by throwing your own right away, okay? عَدَمُ الْعُنُفِ, you don't challenge people, you don't tussle with people. You be mild, you be subtle. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, الرِّفْقُ mildness, لا يكون في شيء, it never comes to things إلا زانا, except that it adorns it, it makes it beautiful. ولا ينزع أو ولا ينزع عن شيء إلا شانا, it would not be removed or it would not leave out of a thing except it brings evil to such things. So we watch out for what we do and make sure we're mild and subtle. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حرم على النار كل هين لين سَهْلٍ قَرِيبٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. An authentic narration of Imam Ahmad, he said, Allah has made the hellfire unlawful for someone who is so kind, soft, simple, closer to people, and very happy with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says such a person would not enter hellfire. So this is kindness, this is goodness. See, it is also goodness. Prophet Muhammad said, when you worship Allah, and then تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَانَّكَ تَرَاهُ, you worship Allah like you see Him. This is consciousness. This is ihsan. This is what the Prophet ﷺ says. So you be kind to your parents. You be kind to them. You be nice to them. You say good words to them. You obey them. You connect to those they love. You connect to your relatives. You visit them. You take away evil from them. You care for them. You pray for them. You seek forgiveness for them. This is love. This is kindness, this is goodness, this is what Islam wants from you. And then when you do this, then you're being an ideal Muslim. Al-Aqarib, your neighbors also, you've got to be nice to them. Everyone around you, like we said, you show rahmah, and then you don't inflict any pain on them whatsoever. For example, by playing music, loud sounds to your neighbor to disturb them. And also the pauper, the needy, and then the house help in your house. And the Prophet said, Inna ikhwanakum khawalukum. Your house helps, your maids, they're your brethren. Allah just made them under your care. Allah put them under your hands. It's not that you just subdue them like that. No, so you care for them. And then you help them. فَلَا تُكَلِّفُوهُمْ مَا يَغْلِبُهُمْ. Do not burden them with something you cannot do yourself. فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ. And then when you burden them, you give them things too hard to do, and then you assist them. This is sunnah, okay? This is ihsan. Before talking about the benefits, let's just recap some major areas where you might have forgotten that we mentioned. You show kindness to the kids, so you show love to them. Like a parent, he comes in, and then the kids are running into their room. They're too scared of their father. And then the wife is so, she's shivering, like as she's going to take an exam when the husband comes in. So this is not sunnah. This is not ideal. This is not love. Okay, so it is only love when you're able to show care to people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not amongst us someone who does not love, someone who does not respect the elder, and is not amongst us someone who does not cares, show love to the younger ones. Adam ashur, you being kind, you not be stingy of your words, of your practices. Yani Adam al man wal adha. You when you give charity to people, you assist them, you don't hurt them with it. You don't just continue to say that, oh, did the cloth fit you? Oh, I knew it's going to fit you. That's why I got it for you. And then everyone around you now realizing that you actually got him the trousers or the skirt or the top or the head tie or something. Okay, all of these things, like we say, would always reflect in your righteousness. Al-kalma tayyiba, good words, righteous words. If you're Muslim and you're not good with your words, you're so filthy with your words, then you're not a believer. You're too harsh to your friend. You're too harsh to your neighbor. So then this is not Islam. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not take so cheap any kind of righteous deeds. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ. If it is that you would meet your friend with a shining, a glowing face, a smiling face. This is Islam, an authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves you when you're righteous. So be nice. And then Allah continues to bless you. Everything on earth gives glorification to Allah. So when you're nice, you have to be nice to the objects too. The trees, the animals. Do you remember the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud? That authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ traveled with some companions, and then when they got to a place, and then the Prophet ﷺ saw that the termites in a place have been burnt. There's this hive of bees and termites. The companions burnt it. And then the Prophet ﷺ asked, who burnt this? Ibn Mas'ud and the companions said it is just for them to be comfortable with their camping. So camping there, they will not have termites yani biting and stinging them and all that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعَذَّبْ بِالنَّارِ إِلَّا رَبُّ النَّارِ. It is not ideal that anyone punishes, burns, or inflicts pains on people with fire, except Allah, the creator of fire. This is sunnah. Only in Islam you can get to feel all of this love. Okay, we don't limit it to ourselves. Those are relatives, they yet to be Muslims, inshallah. They would come to be Muslims, inshallah. But you've got to be nice to them. You don't show kindness to them. How would they become Muslims? How would they come to love what you're practicing? Then yourself, you're not a Muslim. You're just claiming to be a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةِ. Make exchange of that which is evil to righteous. If someone does evil to you, you just try to be good to the person. The Prophet ﷺ saw a donkey, musim al-wajh, scarred on the face. The Prophet ﷺ felt so sad. فَأَنْكَرَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. The Prophet detested that act. Who did this? And such a person shouldn't do any of these evil actions no more. The Prophet ﷺ telling us the kinds of happiness we would have gained in the mercy of Allah doing those beautiful righteous deeds. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَفْشُ salam, spread greetings to people. Say salam to everyone, those you know and those you don't know. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, give food to the people. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ, and pray in the night. والناس نيام. When people are asleep, تدخل الجنة بسلام. And easily you enter to the paradise. سبحان الله. أفشي السلام. Speak سلام. Say سلام to people. وأطعموا طعام. Give food to the people. وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام. And then you pray in the night when people are asleep. تدخل الجنة بسلام. And then you enter to the paradise with comfort. سبحان الله. سبحان الله. My brothers, my sisters, this is the beauty of Islam. I hope you practice this and then you enjoy how sublime Islam is, how sanctifying the practices of Islam would be inside you when you become a true believer. And not just that Islam that you claim with your adornments, with your clothing, but true Islam is what comes out of you. The pungent of practice, the smell, the aroma of faith, that people perceive of you. The Prophet ﷺ said, three things, when you do them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make your accountability easy on the Day of Judgment. And then you would enter to the paradise. تُعْفِي مَنْ حَرَمَكَ. Whoever condemns you, someone who gives not to you, you give back to the person. وَتَعْفُ عَمَنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Whoever wrongs you, you pardon the person. وَتَوْسِلُ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. And then you link with anyone who tries to cut you away. Dear listeners, scholars of faith have discoursed things as regards al-khuluq, morality, righteousness. Ali radiallahu anhu says, حسن الخلق في ثلاث خصال. Righteousness is in three practices. اجتناب المحارم, staying clear of all evil practices. وطلب الحلال, and question for purity. And being merciful on your family, being kind to your wife, assist her when she works. Like the Prophet ﷺ would always help his family, his wives, except when he goes for salah. That authentic author from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. Ibn Mubarak says, kindness is bust on watch when you make eyes come so nice to people. وَبَذْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ, and giving goodness. وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى, and taking away evil. Imam Ahmad Hanbal says, yes, these are the meaning of righteousness. Only that it is, أَلَّا تَغْضَبْ وَلَا تَحْقُدْ. You would not envy or feel so jealous to harm people, and then you would not get very angry at all times. Any little thing, you get very angry and you go so crazy. This is not Islam, and this is not righteousness. Sufyan bin Uyayna says, it is wajhun taliq wa kalamun layyin. Mild words and glowing face. This is righteousness. This is beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ said, hatmalu al-mu'minina imana ahsanuhum khuluqa. The most fulfilled of our believers are those who are complete in morality, those who are ideal in their practices. Forget now that Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, like we said last week, says, "Haddin kulluhu khuluq." Religion in totality is about morality. Everything about Islam is good behavior. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, "Ma min shay'in athqal fil mizan min husn al-khuluq." There is nothing so heavy on the scale on the Day of Judgment other than good behavior and righteous practices. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَا يُدْرِكْ بِحُسْنَ خُلُقِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. رواه أبو داود. The Prophet ﷺ said, with the practice of righteousness, with the good morality that we present ourselves, we would always attain the reward of someone who fasts and observes Qiyamul Layl. Just because of your goodness. So if there's someone who observes Qiyamul Layl, who fasts, and does not behave good to people, then there's no value in his practices, there's no essence in his morality, then there's nothing about him to be called a Muslim. So when you observe in your Qiyamul Layl and you fasting, then you've got to be nice to the people, you talk to your parents, show kindness to your brethren, and help those closer to you and those who you do not know. The Prophet ﷺ has been described as the example for all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For there is in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of example. Okay? Allah ta'ala also said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٌ. O Muhammad, You are the peak of morality. So it is upon us to learn how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was, how he practiced his life, how he was good in his society, how his enemies, how they got to call him the trustworthy. Even if your enemy would love you, this is Islam, this is righteousness, this is morality. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the morality, the righteousness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the practices, the behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described to be as كَانَ خُلْقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Aisha said his behavior is all about practicing the Qur'an. So it is also that you say taslim to your family when you get home, when you come into the house, you say taslim to them, you show kindness to everyone, and even to your kids, you kiss them. Forget not that the Prophet ﷺ said there is a door to the paradise, that only those who make kids laugh are those who would enter through the door. If you good behaved, if you righteously upright, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people love you, and then you love people as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Mu'min ya'lif wa yu'laf, wa la khayra fi man la ya'lif wa la yu'laf. A believer loves people and people love him. And then there is no good in someone who loves and no one loves him. So it is when you're good that people make sure they are good to you. Okay, Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah be merciful with him, said, the only thing that it is there for us in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is greater than all is his piety and good behavior. He said, with the piety of Allah, Allah loves you, but with the good behavior, people love you. So you gain the world and then you gain the hereafter. So بحسن الخلق يكثر الأحباب ويقل الأعداء. You have lesser enemies and you have more friends. Your enemies will run away from you. Forget not what Al-Mawardi says. He says, إذا أحسنت أخلاقك, if you perfect your behavior, يعني your friends would be more and your enemies would be little. This is Al-Mawardi, a great scholar of sociology in Islam. حسن الخلق يحول العدو إلى الصديق. Your good behavior makes your enemy love you. It turns them to your closest friend. And it is also a symbol of complete faith. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. We have lots of benefits to say, but time is not our friend. If you want to have questions, advice, and inquiry, you could call the line 080-3045-4903. 080-3045-4903. I remain your brother in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Osman. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah.